A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Babakama Pei Vav, Babakama 86A, pagination is 171, dealing with the topic of Boshes, which is the payment for embarrassment. So embarrassment could come as part of a general Nezek damage package, that he did something and it included embarrassment, or it could be that the embarrassment was done independently of Nezek. There is no damage, but there is the payment for embarrassment. Now, the Mishnah told us, and it's quoted over here on today's daf, midway on the page, the last words on the line by a two dots, Boshes, regarding embarrassment, Hakol lefi hamevayish v'hamisbayish, that the payment will fluctuate according to the person who's doing the embarrassment and the person who's getting embarrassed. So if someone would slap somebody else as an act of disrespect, it would depend who the two people are, according to our Mishnah. The Gemara asks, Mani Masnisin, who is the author of our Mishnah? It's written Stama without a specific name associated with the ruling, and we want to know who is that actual person who ruled that way. Based on the background information, we will try to identify it. Lo Rab Meir, velo Rab Yehuda. It can't be Rab Meir, it can't be Rab Yehuda. El Rab Shimon hi, it's going to follow the opinion of Rab Shimon. We'll focus on two of these three opinions in order to understand this Mishnah and the Mishnah that's quoted afterwards. Ditnan, we learned. V'kulam ra'im osam ki'ilu heim b'nei chorim she'yardu m'nechseihem. We should view everybody in the same way, in terms of their level of prestige and therefore the amount that they're getting embarrassed. Shem b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says everybody in the Jewish people are children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. They're all the same. It doesn't matter who did the embarrassment and who got the embarrassment. Skip a line. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ashirim, if you're dealing with wealthy, prestigious people, you indeed give them a level greater than aniyim kipichusim shabahem, than the poor people who are given a level less of prestige. Apparently, embarrassing them doesn't trouble them quite as much. So the Gemara concludes, Mani, who could the opinion of our Mishnah, who says that it does fluctuate based on the prestige, be? Irab Meir, Masnisin Ktani, Hakol lefi hamevayish v'hamisbayish. The Mishnah told us it fluctuates based on the prestige. For Rab Meir, Kulabade Adadi Ninu. And Rab Meir holds everybody's the same because they're all children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Skip two lines. Elalav, Reb Shimon hi. Must be that it's the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds that it does fluctuate based on the people involved. Let's skip down three lines into the wide. Added two dots towards the end of the line. Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanon, who is the Tana of the following Braisa? Niskaven levayish es hakatan uviyish es hagadol. The person intended to embarrass someone of lesser stature, and he ended up embarrassing someone of greater stature. Nosin legadol demi boshto shel katan. He gives to the person who actually got embarrassed the amount that would have been given to the person to whom he intended the embarrassment, who was of lesser stature. Implied over here is that there is indeed a difference in the pricing depending on whether the person is a katan or the person is a gadol, whether he's not affluent or is affluent, there seems to be a difference in payment. And of course, according to the opinion of Reb Meir, who holds that everybody's equal, that opinion can't possibly match. Also, according to Reb Shimon, the Gemara objects. Reb Shimon holds, Niskayim levayish eseh uviyish eseh is potter. A person who intended to embarrass one person and ended up accidentally embarrassing a different person is going to be absolved of payment because it requires intent to embarrass. So this statement over here of I intended to embarrass the lesser person and I ended up embarrassing the greater person, so I paid the greater person the amount that the payment would have been with the lesser person, doesn't match Reb Meir, who holds everybody's the same, and it doesn't match Reb Shimon, who holds that you have to have kavana for this person. The Gemara answers, three lines up, Afilu Tema Reb Meir. This statement could be Reb Meir, and we misunderstood it. Mi Savris Godol Godol Bin Achasim. Did you think that we're talking about someone who's affluent, and Katan Katan Bin Achasim, and when it says small, it means someone who's poor? Lo, that's not the right understanding of the statement. Godol Godol Mamish, when it says big, it means an adult. V'katan katan mamish, and small means a child. And that's what it means, I intended to embarrass one, and I ended up embarrassing the other. And on that, apparently, Reb Meir agrees that there is a price fluctuation between a child or an adult. The Gemara asks, of course, V'katan barboshes hu, does a child get embarrassment payments? And the Gemara answers, in yes, ki de omer av papa, de michlem ulei u michlem. If indeed the child feels embarrassment, if the child is of that age, of that level, that they appreciate the embarrassment, then indeed there would be embarrassment payment. So let's consider a story. A child, young man, in elementary school, thinks he's very funny, and he decides one day to embarrass the teacher. He puts a cup of water above the door, so that when the teacher opens the door, the cup of water will spill and drench the teacher. Oh, how funny. Okay, what actually happened was that for some reason, this very active kid ends up noticing that the teacher is late and goes out to see where the teacher is in order to finally see when his trick and his prank will take effect. And interestingly, unthinkingly, he opens the door and the cup falls on him, apparently not realizing that the way he rigged it, it doesn't matter if you're going in the classroom or out of the classroom, either way the cup will fall. And he drenched himself. What would have happened if a different person, teacher or child, would have opened that door and drenched themselves? And we wanted to talk about embarrassment payment according to the laws of Boshes. So we have a situation here where he intended to embarrass one person. There definitely was intent to embarrass somebody, but it wasn't the person who ended up getting embarrassed. The statement that we have over here is that he's intending to embarrass one person, ends up embarrassing a different person. The payment for the person he did embarrass is going to be according to the payment that would have been if he embarrassed the person he intended to. Our Gemara assumes that to be incompatible with Rav Shimon, who holds there has to be intent for the person you embarrassed. Interestingly, in Shulchan Aruch, we actually paskin both sides of the coin, and therefore we understand this apparently slightly differently in final halacha. In Siman Tav Chaf Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Ein chayev ala boshes ad sheyischaven levaisho. You're not obligated on boshes payments unless you intended to embarrass him. Nevertheless, in Sif Beis, hamiskaven levayish es hakaton, if a person intended to be mevayish the child, ubiyish es hagadol, and he ended up embarrassing the adult, nosin legadol de mibosto shel katon, you would give to the adult the amount of the more limited payment of the person you intended. Apparently, even though he didn't intend to be Mevayish the Gadol, he's still making a payment. How could that be? You just told me he has to have intent for that person. And what emerges is that when we say that he has intent to embarrass, it's not necessarily true that he had intention to embarrass this person, but he did have to have intention to embarrass. And the way we're paskening is that as long as he had intention to embarrass, even if it was a different person, he would be relevant to Boshe's payments, and he would give the payment of the one that he intended to embarrass, even though that's indeed lower than the one that he did embarrass. Going back to our Gemara, if that was our understanding, for example, of Rav Shimon, then perhaps this brisa could have been compatible, because niskaven levayish es hakatan, when he intended to embarrass the katan, there was indeed intent to embarrass, and that satisfies that requirement of intent, and therefore there would be a payment even though it was a different person that he actually embarrassed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining me.